Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Most people know St. Vincent de Paul because they see their different stores, thrift stores in the area. But St. Vincent's does a lot more than just sell used clothing and domestic goods. We're joined by Max Wen this morning from St. Vincent de Paul. Thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Really appreciate it, and looking forward to talking with you guys a bit.
All right, so St. Vinny's has been really busy during this time of the pandemic, and not only are the thrift stores open right now, but you've been really, really busy with your food pantries.
Yeah, and it's great to have our seven Dane County thrift stores back. Anytime folks shop, it supports our food pantry, like you said, and our free pharmacy, which is the only free standalone pharmacy in the entire state. And yeah, it's been kind of crazy busy in our food pantry. We've been able to help up to about 160 families per day. And
wow.
Through curbside pickup. Yeah, it's been, it kind of exploded right away, and it's kind of really held steady as we move into August here. And then, and we're getting a lot of help from partners like Second Harvest and some of our others to provide a really free, healthy food, not just canned goods, but milk and even flowers sometimes for our. And then in our pharmacy, we're continuing to help about our 400 patients, and it's all free medication. We're providing 90-day free prescriptions, and that also includes really expensive insulin for those with diabetes, which is over 30% of our clients or patients, I guess you can say. So, yeah, we've been fairly busy, and we're still going. And like I said, any store purchases certainly help towards that, and also help from the community as well. And I'll just throw out our donation site if anyone's interested. It's svdpmadison.org /donate.
Let's go back for a second regarding the foods. Do you guys have a garden there too? Is that true?
Yeah, good reading there. So we just started, well, we started the garden about a month or two ago, and that's providing fresh produce for our food pantry. So along with all the other stuff I mentioned, sometimes we're getting veggies fresh out of the ground, and it was there in the ground the day before. And it's pretty amazing to see all our volunteers that help out there and groups that come in to do that. And it's another healthy option that we provide besides just SpaghettiOs, you know, or something like that for the families.
We're talking with Max Wen from St. Vincent de Paul here in Madison. And talking about the food pantry, you mentioned it's a curbside food pantry. How does that work?
Yeah, so to increase the safety for everyone, we've limited our volunteers, and to increase the social distancing, the cars just kind of pull up and we have them show us their ID through the window, and we record it and everything, and we'll put it in our computer eventually. But we've really cut down on our policy for who comes in and things like that. And we just ask, do you want it in the back seat of the trunk? We go ahead and put all the food back there, and it's about 60 to 70 pounds of food. and they just drive off, and they're encouraged to come back every 2 weeks. But if they need help, certainly we haven't turned anyone away. So we always encourage them to come back if they need it. And we've helped out about approaching about 8,000 families since the pandemic doing this method, and it's worked great. It's quick and easy for our clients as well.
How do people connect with you if they need that food assistance?
Yeah, if you need the food assistance, certainly people can contact us through our website at svdpmadison.org. And of course, to donate, you just add /donate onto that. And then our office number is 608-442-7200. And you don't need to call in or anything. You just need to pull up to our fish hatchery location, drive up, and we'll help you out from there.
As far as the numbers that you've had during the pandemic of people coming for food, is this kind of what you were expecting, or you're a little surprised that the numbers seem so big, or it's right where you kind of thought, unfortunately, it would be?
Yeah, I would say probably unfortunately, we weren't surprised. I guess we'll just say that because we knew it would be certainly an increase with people losing their jobs. And, you know, we don't see the numbers going down. If anything, they will go up with kind of some uncertainty with schools being back in session and no free lunches for a lot of families. And then, of course, with the federal housing ban is being lifted as well on evictions. So we can see it going up. But yeah, I would say we weren't surprised by the numbers and aren't surprised by what they are now. But we're fortunate to have the support and continued support that we can, whatever that number becomes, we're going to be here and we're going to help out. So that's a blessing.
We're talking to Max Wynn from St. Vinny. Talk a little bit about the clothing voucher program that you guys have over there.
Yeah, and so the stores have been open the last couple months, which has been the pathway to getting our clothing vouchers back. So folks that do need those clothing vouchers, we give them, it's almost like a gift card, but we don't actually physically give it to them. And they get to go to any of our 7 stores and bring that voucher with them and shop for their family. So we have a lot of times this is kind of a busy time for that. With school being back in session, obviously uncertainty is still there, but that is something that we really pride ourselves on. And it's not only furniture or clothing vouchers, but also furniture vouchers from the stores as well. And kind of from what we've seen, some folks are coming in just with the clothes on their back needing those furniture vouchers. So the need has been really great right now.
So how do the people like qualify to get the vouchers for the clothes and the furniture? Do they have to go through a social service agency, or how does that work?
No, it's pretty easy. You just have to either call in at the number I mentioned before or stop by our fish hatchery location. Well, actually, it's just call in right now for safety reasons. And there's no social security agency. We just need to have your name. And make sure that you live in the county because all of our programs and services right here in Dane County. So it's very, very local, and usually a proof of income. And that's been altered, I believe, now, too, because it is over the phone and not in person. And then we go ahead and get those to you and get you going on your way to one of the stores and getting you some much needed clothing and other things.
And speaking of stores, you do have some events that you're planning. I mean, many things have been canceled or delayed, but you guys are kind of looking forward to some events coming up.
Yeah, it's been exciting in that way. Last month, we really amped our events back up. And for those who don't know, an event is just, we have a big processing center for all of our generous donations, goods donations that we get. And a lot of times we have themed ones where we hold things back and then just release them all at once, usually at one location, but sometimes at multiple. And this one coming up this next month, we have our Halloween shops opening. We have a vintage kitchen event and one of our most popular events that always has a line of sometimes 50 people. It's been crazy, is our video game event in Stoughton at the end of the month. And then we also have a Badger one, too, for Badger gear at the end of the month as well. So make sure to check our website at svdpmadison.org for more information on that. And, they're just fun events. And like I said, shopping helps our program. So it's a win-win for everybody.
For those who are looking to donate, they've been maybe doing some cleaning and sorting out during the pandemic. Do you have any new rules for when people are bringing stuff in? Anything special because of the pandemic?
Yeah, we just ask that you have it kind of already bagged up or boxed up. And that way the folks that are there to help to take that out can just simply grab the box right out of your trunk, no contact, very safe, and just put it in our bins. We either disinfect everything really thoroughly before it goes on the floor, or we allow it to sit for a few days. And so those are kind of the safety measures that we're taking. We also have home pickups as well. If people either don't want to go out, or they have some furniture that they don't want to move, we can come pick that up for them as well. And that's all on our website at svdpmadison.org.
Max, can we go back for a second, circle back, because we've talked about this before, but we kind of breezed through it today, a little bit about the pharmacy that you guys have and what you provide, that a lot of people don't realize what an important service that is.
Yeah, the pharmacy is one of those programs I usually try and promote, just because a lot of folks don't need it, don't need it personally, but we have, like I said, 400 patients. Again, the qualifications are you just have to live in Dane County and you can't be insured. And the crazy thing about the pharmacy is a lot of these folks are, you know, like this time they lost their job, so they don't have insurance, right? Or they're in between jobs, even, you know, pre-COVID or anything like that. So a lot of the folks that we have are, you know, sometimes just like you and me, where it just took one bad situation and they really need their medication. And, you know, especially folks with diabetes, that insulin can run $500 to $800 for a month's worth, which is crazy. And so to be able to provide that for folks that are working but just are in an unfortunate situation, and those that aren't working, of course, too. But to be able to help them out health-wise and get them the medicine they need has been pretty amazing. And a lot of folks have more than one prescription. So we do everything, like I said, from insulin to heart medication to cholesterol to asthma. So very basic things, no narcotics. But like I said, it's all free. There's no cost to the patient at all. And we help them out as much as we possibly can. If there's something that we don't have and can try and get it for them.
And it's the only service like this in the entire state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, and there are clinics that are associated maybe with hospitals as like offshoots, but we're the only free standalone pharmacy. So we get our medicine through grant help and donor help. We purchase a subscription through a third party. And not in the state of Wisconsin, but there's no other service like this in the whole state. And like I said, all the medication absolutely free. There's no dealing with insurance because folks don't have it. No deductibles, nothing like that. So it's a pretty amazing thing, and we're lucky that through continued donor support and shopping at the stores, we can continue to provide this and help our hundreds of patients right here in the county.
And so remember, everyone, one of the key things now, it sounds like, is monetary donations. And again, it's svdpmadison.org/donate. That's really your biggest push right now, correct?
Right. And our food supplies, we have plenty of partners right now, so we're able to get that at least for now, anticipating an increase coming up in the fall. So, you know, help is always, always appreciated. Because we're going to need more money for to purchase foods, to purchase more medication as we come out of this. And our stores weren't open for a couple months, as I'm sure you guys know. And so that's revenue that we lost out on a couple $1 million through that as well. So certainly monetary donations are our biggest thing right now. If you'd like to help, it's certainly greatly appreciated.
Max Nguyen, thank you so much for taking some time with us, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. You guys are awesome to talk to, and thanks for helping us out.
Again, our guest was Max Wen from St. Vincent de Paul in Madison. Thank you so much for listening for Weekend Perspective. Along with Jonathan Sutton, I'm Kitty Dunn.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.